My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up at 7:20, Sports Illustrated heard something that I did not when Gerard Mayo was on this show yesterday, and they apparently found it to be a hilarious pivot attempt by Gerard Mayo. So we will get to that coming up at 7:20. And Boomer Esiason on Jacoby Brissett v. Drake May, and that decision at 8 on today's show. And we're about to get to They Said It. But before that, my lead remains, and we've gone back and forth on this show about the benefits and the negatives when it comes to working remotely. Yesterday, news broke about the chief of police of the Bridgewater College Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
The man has apparently been working from Florida for the last year and a half or so. I understand the weather is better down there, and certainly we want to provide everybody the opportunity for work-life balance and the opportunity to do your job however you are best able to do your job. But I would ask the room and those that listen to the show, are there any jobs in particular, the job of a first responder, that really should not be a remote job? I mean, I don't. Is he able to virtually respond to some sort of a fight in the mods, or like what does? Are there any jobs that cannot be done remotely that we could just ask that the person is actually there for, especially when you're making well over $100,000 a year?
Is he like answering phones, maybe, for the police station? Or like
he's a chief.
Yeah, I know, but maybe, you know, in this absence, he is the phone operator. Like, you know, someone has to do that. I still think that should be done in-house for something as important as police force.
He's not doing anything, so... listen, if you have the ability to work remote from Florida, take advantage of it.
Yeah,
I mean, what the hell is he probably doing? They're probably sending him emails. Not like he's chasing down perks
so
anymore.
So it's not important for the chief to be there at the actual police department.
When do you see the chief of police? When he comes out and speaks after something happens. He could do that Zoom from his...
Well, Greg sees the chief of police when he runs out of gas on Storo and they drive him to work.
Yeah, it's not like he's out there working the beat.
Yeah, it's obscene. It's crazy. Everything that remains after the pandemic should be changed today. If I became president, That would be my first course of action. No more Zooms. Go meet people. Look them in the eye. Do your job in the place that you should be doing it.
All right. Well, I thought that was of interest. And so...
You wouldn't work remotely from Florida if you could?
I have the opportunity to work remotely. I prefer to be in here. I think a radio show is better when everybody is looking at each other, communicating, and
all right. I gotta give you that.
I feel like the chemistry's better. I think it sounds weird on a major market radio station when somebody is zooming in.
I guess you're right. But okay, Ken could work remotely. He would be our chief of police.
He can. I don't know. I think he could order the supplies, like the paper and stuff, I would assume, remotely. He does other things, I think, around here, Ken.
He runs things up the flagpole, that's for sure. When this is over.
All right.
But how do you look yourself in the eye if you're this guy making six figures 2,000 miles away from where the actual police department resides? How is that possible?
Are they saying... Why? Like, I know that it said special circumstances.
There's some sort of circumstances, which it could be anything. And
we
all go through those kinds of things. I just think it would be good to have a chief of police who is actually there at the station from time to time. That's just me. All right, let's get to this, Shine.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tom Brady, because after hearing Wiggy's lead, he's going to hate this clip. This is what Tom Brady said when asked by Colin Cowherd if you should sit Drake May or just throw him to the fire.
So, I mean, I've gone on record to say that I think it's best, in my opinion, for young quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks to kind of watch a veteran do it. And there's so much that goes on, and quarterbacks need to process so much information so quickly. And I think if you can have someone, and I sat behind Drew Bledsoe my first year, what a great player he was, someone that I got to watch and learn from. Aaron Rodgers watched behind Brett Favre. Patrick Mahomes watched behind Alex Smith. So when you have a real pro in front of you, they can help with that learning curve, even though that young quarterback isn't necessarily going out there and losing confidence in what his abilities are. So, you know, ultimately, those young players are going to get opportunities. The franchises need those young quarterbacks to come in and take a big step and lead that franchise on into the future.
Right.
I just like to give them a little bit of time to acclimate themselves to the pro game, the pro schedule. I mean, it's a big difference between college football and professional football.
It's two extra road games or home games between college and pros. Now it's one more because you play 12 games in college. You play, 17 now? So that's six games at home and six. I don't buy this. And I would say to Tom this. I'd say, listen, Tom, honestly, and we had Ty here yesterday. Let's take a couple shots of Corvus. And then seriously, what did you learn your rookie year from sitting on the bench, being the fourth string quarterback or whatever it was, the third string quarterback? I remember getting there in 2000 and Brady was the scout team quarterback. And, you know, we built a chemistry there. But what did you learn from that? And he'll probably tell you nothing. I mean, you might learn how to be a pro in the sense, make sure you get to meetings early, working out, watching film, that kind of stuff. But...
Well, Gerard Mayo said yesterday he gets the mental reps.
Yeah, but the mental reps need... Ty said mental reps are useless because when you get out there on the... I was one of the... You won't believe this, but one thing I always wanted to do when I played is make sure I knew my stuff inside and out, because I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the fastest, so I had to be one of the smartest players. If not, my ass was going to be gone. The mental reps were great. Oh, okay.
I mean, Tom Brady just told you that he learned a lot under Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, okay.
Sitting behind Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah.
I
don't buy that.
He's being disingenuous?
I think he learned, like, how to be a pro in, okay, how do I train? Right. How do I come in and study? Like, those...
But what about the stress level of actually getting out there in game action where the whole place is loud and you have to make sure that you're relaying calls?
Right. And that's why I always tell the, like, my first play of actually playing and getting out there, it was, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know this play. I didn't know the snap count. I thought Testaverde was speaking Chinese. I was lost. But the more and more...
He's actually Italian.
Yeah, but the more and more I played, the more comfortable I got. Yeah.
I would say, Wiggy, I'm on your side, but there was a great podcast yesterday with Julian Edelman and Josh McDaniels, mm-hmm. and they were talking at length about all the things Drake May still needs to do better. Like, under center, he's bumpy, I guess, yeah. with the center exchange, that he has, his feet are still all over the place. And, I mean, I think he could learn that on the field, but the way they discussed it, it was a pretty compelling argument.
Footwork is also the biggest buzzword for these people who are anti-Drake May, but you know, you watch Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, and they could care less about footwork.
Oh, shots fired at you, Curtis.
Well, I would also say Josh McDaniels giving advice to Jerod Mayo as a new head coach, I would do everything opposite.
Amen.
What's next?
Speaking of former New England Patriots coaches, let's hear from one former defensive/offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, and Bill Belichick talking about the re-signings of the New England Patriots on the defensive side of the football.
You know, they did resign a lot of the players that we had, you know, brought there and had there, as they obviously liked those guys.
We.
And, you know, a couple of players that they didn't resign.
Well, Bourne, a re-signing. Onwenu, re-signing. Stevenson had a year to go. They extended him. Henry was a re-signing. He's been a solid leader for them. Gottschall, they did, you know, during training camp. Barmore was an extension in the offseason. He does look like he's going to play very much this year. Tavai is an extension. Duggar was a transition player. And Josh Uche. The guy that's not on that list, of course, is Matt Judon. Judon was traded down to Atlanta, and so that'll provide an opportunity for Uche, Tavai, and Jennings to take that spot that, you know, Judon would have had a lot of playing time at. So, you know, we'll see how those guys do, but, you know, a lot of guys came back. The additions were mainly draft choices.
Yeah, and obviously Judon, a guy that we really liked and we enjoyed being around a lot, you know, good football player, very productive football player. So, you know, these guys are going to have to step in and try to, you know, fill that production out on the defensive side of the ball.
This show already stinks. That is the most boring minute you could have ever pulled from any episode. If that's the highlight, if that's the trailer you want to put out, this show is going to suck.
Yeah, 2012 LAK in the Twitch chat says, nice of Hobby Lobby to give Matt Patricia the day off so he could do the show with Bill Belichick.
Jeez.
I don't know what he's doing.
He looks thinner.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Which is amazing because he's still so full of S.
He lost a ton
like
of weight.
He looks different.
So, is it going to be like really X's and O's?
Yes.
Like just.
That's the new one, Coach.
Yeah.
Which is on the Underdog
Fantasy.
Okay.
Imagine fantasy being Bill network. Belichick, yeah. accomplishing what he's accomplished, and still needing that loser to fluff you every day of the week.
Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, one more quick one for you here. Here was Brad Marchand, spoke yesterday at Bruins practice. He talked a lot about like his injuries and the surgeries he went through, but the important one that kind of caught my ear here was when he was asked about a possible contract extension. Mm. Here is what Brad Marchand said in response to that.
I'm going to say this now and you know, kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. You know, I saw a report come out the other day, I think it was the Hockey News, and, you know, I don't know where he's getting his information, but, you know, it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. You know, whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between swings and our group, but I'm going to leave it at that. I just, you know, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it. And, you know, we'll leave it at that.
All right. That's your captain.
Can I ask a question?
Hockey players are different. I love it. What?
Is that a shot at Jeremy Swayman?
Oh.
Is that like a veiled shot at Swayman for leaking him being upset with the Bruins in the front office?
Didn't even think about that, but you may be right, Sean. Maybe.
What do you mean? Like, Marchand's coming to the defense?
Well, he's like, I'm not going to talk about...
No, he's coming to defense of the team.
Yeah, you don't do that. I can't see Brad doing that. I mean, come on. Brad
knows. But that's kind of what it sounds like. Like, all we hear these rumors of Swayman being unhappy, and there's issues like getting the contract done, and then Brad immediately comes out and goes, yeah, like, we have a good enough relationship. There's enough respect here to talk amongst ourselves and not leak it to the media.
Well, I think it's more Brad saying, I'm not going to put the team out there on Front Street. I think that we're going to get some type of extension done. Yeah. That's what I took from it, that it don't seem like he's retiring no time soon, and there potentially could be a contract coming for him, but he's saying, I'm going to keep it more in-house until we get it done.
All right, well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, what Sports Illustrated heard that I did not hear. in a particular way when Gerard Mayo was on this show yesterday. Tomorrow on this show, Curtis, Courtney, Bill O'Brien.
Yes.
Whoa.
The disrespect is real, not in the top 25 after a road win.
They're
in
27, though, Curtis, in the AP rankings.
Right, so that would not be in the top 25.
My friend Bill O'Brien.
They beat a top 10 team.
Yep.
Got to give them credit.
It wasn't even close. They dominated.
Yeah, and that's. I think that is the real difference here when you think about...
Like it wasn't a lucky game.
No, no. They
dominated.
Yeah, they from the beginning of the game to the end of the game.
Clemson's still in the top 25, right? They dropped, I think, from like 15 to 20.
Right. But they got their
25.
Heads beaten by
Jordan.
Exactly. I would have thought BC... The biggest key is going to be, we talked about week three, when they're playing at Mizzou, who's probably going to be another top. They'll probably be ranked seventh in the country. And if they can go down there.
They should beat Duquesne, no problem.
Yes. Mizzou's got Buffalo, so both teams should be 2-0. Yeah. And now you're going down there of a team that's going to be, you know, top seven, top eight in the country.
All right. Well, Bill O'Brien tomorrow morning at 6:45. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Pats signed offensive tackle Caleb Jones to the team's practice squad yesterday at 6'9", 370 pounds. Jones initially signed to the Packers practice squad in 2022 before he was waived last week.
Uh-oh.
Something just happened.
Courtney just got the blue screen.
To my computer.
Oh, damn.
I can That's see okay. It from here. That
Control
is okay.
Delete.
Okay. No, this is like there's a sad
filibuster,
face.
Filibuster.
On my computer.
A sad face?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I
don't know.
It crashed. She got hacked.
Blue screen of death.
That is great. Now it's black. But that's okay. According to Ian Rappaport, the Pats will do right by Christian Barmore. Sources say they will pay his full salary for 2024, despite him being on the non-football injury list. Teams are not required to pay players on NFI. New England will, as Barmore works his way back. So good on them. The Sox drop another one to the Mets, 7-2, the final on the road. Cutter Crawford went six innings, giving up two runs on one hit while striking out eight. Last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pre-game show, then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And that feeling when your knee, ankle, any joint feels bone on bone, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a Z, any.com.
Not only is he the weather expert on this show, but he's also the ratings expert. friend on this show, Chris Curtis.
Yes, good morning. Bad news for the haters out there. The Greg Hill Show in the month of August, which is a month, and there are four weeks in every monthly, despite some months having 5 weeks. There was some anger about that when I first presented this information. Mm-hmm. In the four-week monthly that was compiled and released yesterday for the month of August, the Greg Hill Show in the city of Boston, with men and women from the ages of 25 to 54, was the number one morning show in the market.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
Good job, adults.
That's great.
Thank you. Curtis,
I keep hearing these numbers, but I don't see them at www.boston.com.
That was not what I was going to ask, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Boston College might do a better number than the New England Patriots this weekend?
I think there's a chance, and I am shocked by these results. My man Jackson, who, by the way, is doing an excellent job today. Great with that poll of the Big Daddy sound. I gave that to him late. And he put up a poll. What game are you more looking forward to? Or what game are you more excited to watch Sunday? The options are Patriots or Brady on Fox. 42% say they're more looking forward to Tom Brady calling a game than the Patriots playing in one, which is mind-boggling.
I would agree with that.
But I do think if at 425, that's going to be the national Fox game of the week, Dak against Deshaun Watson, Cowboys, Browns.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance that game does a better number locally than the Patriots.
It's the Greg Hill tree. I got a good show idea for Courtney, Curtis, and myself because there's a hole in this market that the Greg Hill tree can spawn. Coco and the boys, college football podcast.
Oh.
Where we talk, where we bump heads.
Oh. Okay.
You like that?
I like that.
Okay. No? Now that BC's back,
okay.
And the Patriots are kind of like, okay. I think it's time to get college football back here in New England.
Okay, we do not have, just a heads up, no additional budget available for that. It would be on the stride, but.
Okay, Courtney, work your magic. See if you get some sponsorship.
This is always happens. There's an idea that spawned, and then it's like, Courtney?
Go do the work.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know how we get sponsors? We do the you do the show in the bikini.
Okay.
I'll see. Perfect. Maybe.
The sponsors will be flying in to give us some money for that one. It's college football stuff.
Yeah, good idea.
You know, I'll dress
up. I'll dress up some way, Court, and Curtis can get him in something.
Good. I can't wait for Halloween this year.
Wiki goes all in.
Man. I'm trying to figure out, got a couple costume ideas. Don't really know. Are we doing anything? What's the word?
We are doing a show, Greg Hill Foundation Halloween Bash on Halloween night.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I haven't announced it yet, but we're doing it at Moxie's in my neighborhood, the Seaport.
All right.
And so, yes, we are all going to be required to go in costume.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to dress up as another anime character.
Put some effort into your costume.
I'm going to this year.
I'm going to be Three Hole Punch Jim.
You should go as Megamind in honor of Cam Newton.
All right.
I will. God, do I love Halloween. I can't wait.
All right, Curtis, weather.
Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I'm just reminiscing over Wiggy as Prince.
Sorry. I did the best I could.
57 degrees and sunny afternoon high. Sunny in the upper 70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.